Have you actually seen The Invisible Hand? It's Home Economics on 95BFM with Rupert Carline of Coda Wealth.
Morena, Rupert, how are you?
Morena, well, thank you.
It is very nice to have you in the studio this morning, helping us through some big old money questions.
All the hard questions.
I'm just going to pull this one up for you. How was your weekend? Did you have a good one?
Yeah, it was a great weekend. Nice and quiet. Lockdowns.
And quiet.
Unfortunately, the daycare bugs are back, which has put my family on the couch, but it's great.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, that's a classic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, we've had some big texts in over the last week since we last spoke to you, and we're going to touch base on some of the questions we didn't get a chance to get to last week as well. I'm just going to dive straight in with a big one here. How do you break up your income? What percentage should I be saving and spending? Nice and easy, straight off the bat.
How long's a piece of string?
Yeah.
Look, it's a really, really tough one, this one.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you need to, everyone is different, and you need to strike the balance around what you want to have today as a lifestyle and what you want to have in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we say to people, think really hard about, so if it's retirement that you're saving for, what is your objective? Are you saving for retirement? Are you saving for a trip? Are you saving for your first home?
Mm-hmm.
Think hard about what that objective is. Set yourself a goal and then make sure you're putting away as much as you need to get to that amount. The real trick to it is budgeting.
Right.
Because once you create a budget, you can think about all of the little things that you're spending,
mm-hmm.
and you will stop spending on all the superfluous bits and pieces. As a rule of thumb, we're KiwiSaver, so we really focus on retirement.
Mm-hmm.
The default rate in there is 3%.
Yeah.
However, we know that that's not going to give you anywhere near enough for your retirement. So you need to be trying to save to give yourself an income,
mm-hmm.
which is about the equivalent of 70 to 100% of your weekly income when you get into retirement. So if today you earn $70,000, that means when you get to retirement, you want to earn $70,000 pre-tax. So it's about $1,000 a week.
Right.
And generally the number you're going to need to get that is somewhere between kind of 8 to 10% of your current income.
Okay.
So that's where you should be aiming. But in saying that, if that's really, really hard to do today,
mm-hmm.
then there's no point in making your life horrible.
Yeah.
I'm not a big believer in giving up on everything today,
just
in the hope of having something in the future. So that's where budgeting comes in. That's where next time you get a pay rise,
mm-hmm.
you might think, you know what? I'm pretty comfortable where I am today. So rather than spending that pay rise, I'm just going to put that straight into straight into some savings. Or the other one that we talk a lot about is you'd be shocked at how much you can save by just trying to get better prices on little bits and pieces. So
right.
for example, if you change your power provider,
mm-hmm.
on average, you're going to save between $300 to $600 a year.
Wow.
Just by that.
Yeah.
Broadband's the same, insurance the same. So you do little things on the internet at night,
mm-hmm.
when you're kind of watching some TV, and you can easily save yourself an extra $1,000 a year.
That's awesome.
Which is great to go into your savings account. So it's more about figuring out your upfront objective and then focusing on the little things which don't take away from your quality of life today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, that kind of segues actually into another question we've got here, which are, what are the best ways to stick to a budget? And this person's asked, should I get my spending money out in cash? Which I think is something that my mum definitely told me to do when I was at uni, like have your spending money on the side. Does that work? Is that a thing that actually helps?
I'd give a slightly different variation.
Oh, yeah?
A second bank account.
Okay.
And get rid of the savings immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Number one rule is if it's there, if it's not there, you won't spend it, mm-hmm. and you can't see it. And so what we do in my household is we've got a savings account set up. And so when our paycheck goes in every week, that same day we've got a direct debit where money goes into a separate account. So the problem with cash, or at least it's my view because I'm a bit useless sometimes, is you lose it.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah,
and
you
lose the coins. And if everything you're rounding up to a $5 note or you're rounding up to a $2 coin, you'd actually be amazed at how quickly all of that little bit extra adds up.
So
the equivalent is figure out how much you want to save every week. Whenever the paycheck comes in, set up a direct debit, get that going out somewhere immediately, and you achieve the same effect.
Fantastic. What have we got here? We've got someone that said, is it worth having health and life insurance, or am I better off just saving that money?
It depends. Well, as always in finance, it depends. We can never give a straight answer. Look, I think life insurance is a really important product if you have dependents. So me, I've got two kids, I've got a wife, we live in Auckland, so we've got a big mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, if something happens to me or something happens to my wife, then it is really important that there's a sum of money there to look after our kids mm-hmm. and to potentially pay the mortgage. If I was sitting at 23 years old, I don't really have any dependents, I don't really have anything else, I don't see the point, to be honest. I'm sure there's a lot of life insurance people listening to this that would disagree. But I think it all depends on, do people need that money afterwards?
Yeah.
Health insurance, again, I think I'm a little bit ambivalent on health insurance. We do have a very good public health system here in New Zealand. However, when it comes to things like elective surgery, so mm-hmm. if you have something that's more of a choice, then it becomes really important. Cancer treatments, et cetera, mm-hmm. become really important. So I think it's probably, as you get older, it becomes more and more important.
Mm.
Sitting there, if you're a 20, 25-year-old, I'm guessing it's not that necessary. Though I would suggest you go for the health insurance and life insurance, find a broker and mm-hmm. go have a chat to them, and they'll give you a kind of a good, honest opinion on exactly what you need.
Sounds good advice. We've got a big question here, which might be the one we finish on, because I think it might be a bit butty. I'm in debt with 3 different banks. How should I pay this back? What's the best way to tackle that one, Rupert?
It's actually quite simple. Ladder them by their interest rates.
Okay.
So
what does that mean? What is that? How do we break that down?
How do we turn that into English? So what that means is you're going to have 3 separate loans.
Mm-hmm.
Each loan will have a different interest rate. You might sit there and go, so I've got a personal loan, which is costing me 10% per year. I've got a credit card, which is costing me 15% per year. And then I've got a mortgage, which is costing me 4% per year. And so what you want to do is you want to get rid of the most expensive debt first. And so rather than spreading your payments between all 3,
mm-hmm.
if you can, try and knock them off one by one by one. So if you've got, for example, if you've got your credit card, which is earning 15%, and you've got $1,000 or $10,000 balance there,
yeah,
that's going to be costing you $1,500 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you want to get that down and pay it off as quick as you can, and then you move to the next one, and then you move to the next one. If you try and pay them all off together, it'll just never happen.
The biggest mountain. Yeah, got to make it molehills.
Exactly. Turn 3 little molehills, and then whichever is the hardest, you do first.
That sounds like very good advice. Rupert, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
For coming in as per every Monday. If you guys have got questions, text them through to 53955. You can do it any time of the week, and we will put them to Rupert this time next week. We'll see you then.
Thank you all very much.
That's Money. Home Economics on 95 BFM.